Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and you've likely heard of the paleo diet. The trendy regimen's name is short for Paleolithic and supposedly mimics the nutrition of ancient humans who lived about 10,000 years ago. Cave people ate meats, seafoods, nuts, and a few fruits and vegetables. Oh, and one other food source that doesn't show up on today's protein-focused food blogs: other people. Archaeologists in Western Europe have evidence that the precursors to modern humans ate their neighbors during the Paleolithic era. Most experts, though, have debated whether cannibalism was essential for the survival of these hominins, or whether it was part of ritualistic ceremonies. To be classified as nutritional cannibalism, the people that Paleolithic clans ate needed to be, well, nutritious. So just how many calories are in a thigh or an ear? Archaeologist James Cole of the University of Brighton in England decided to find out. Think of the diagrams of cattle and pigs that illustrate different cuts of meat. Cole mapped out the human body, then determined the caloric count within each segment, showing how much energy they would transfer if consumed. The results were published in the journal Scientific Reports. A thigh, for instance, contains a hefty 13,350 calories, while the spleen is a modest 130. Overall, the average human body has anywhere from 125,000 to 144,000 consumable calories. Some parts may take longer to digest. You'll rack up 10,280 calories from human skin alone, while others are snack size, like the kidneys, and contain about 380 calories. The brain, spinal cord, and nerves, we're thinking a stew would be the most appropriate cooking method here, will provide you with 2,700 calories, and the bones contain about 25,000. Bone broth is so on trend right now, after all. Despite all this talk of ancient eating habits, Cole concluded that other humans were probably not a nutritive meal of choice compared to competing available food sources. One single woolly mammoth, for example, containing a whopping 3.6 million calories, would have given an entire tribe food for about 8 weeks. A human, on the other hand, would have provided enough calories for a tribe to subside for only half a day, leaving everyone to wonder what's for dinner after just a few hours. Cole concludes that because of the relatively meager calorie counts of the human body, people ate other people for social or cultural reasons, not for their health. So modern paleo dieters can breathe a sigh of relief. Their recipe books should continue to skip this particular ingredient. Today's episode was written by Lori L. Dove and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other food for thought topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.